across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, good morning. It's Thursday, which means it's Friday Eve. Oh, doesn't it feel good?
Oh, it does.
This week has gone so fast.
Really quick. Honestly, yeah. If I could, if this was teleporting, it would be a thing.
You'd feel like you're actually gotten teleporting happening.
Yeah.
I made an observation this morning, Jade. Oh. How are you feeling, Dove?
Yeah, good.
You're good? You're fresh?
Yeah.
Feeling energetic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
You parked your car right next to the door today. Feeling a bit lazy. Plenty of car spots where you usually park.
You want to know why?
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
I
changed my car spot this morning. I parked right at the door.
Like, right on the door.
The building. Because
you can hardly get out the door.
You have to do that thing where you walk sideways, like Mick
Jagger. Almost.
There's so many mosquitoes out there. Yesterday, I honestly, when I went to the car, because I've got a two-door car, oh, I have to put my stuff in the boot. I went to open my boot. I actually screamed and ran away and then had to brace myself to run back to my boot yesterday afternoon before I left because there honestly was probably about 200 mosquitoes where I normally park.
200?
I'm not kidding. So yes. I thought today, you know, I'm parking right at the door so I can avoid mosquitoes because they love me.
What do you mean, Jade? There's no mosquitoes here in Sandgate.
Yes, there are. There's heaps.
We've got a beautiful river at the back of the radio station.
A fast-flowing salt river.
Honestly, watch out for malaria.
Have malaria here.
Oh, well, whatever it is, those mozzies are out there.
Those Sandgate mozzies, somebody once told me that they do carry something.
Ross River fever.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, I just went out before and I have two mosquito bites on me.
Oh, no. So are you
feeling
okay?
I'm going to be stressing for the whole show. Better get on to Dr. Google.
Yep. Mm. Maddie the hypochondriac.
You know what the first sign of Ross River fever is?
What's
stressing.
That?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not actually stressed.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And then thinking you're not stressed.
Is that a bead of sweat starting to drip down your forehead?
It's just warm in here.
It isn't actually. It's
I'm
quite
sorry,
cool.
I'll turn it down again. I have a habit of doing that, Maddie.
You're the paranoid one, Jade. You parked near the door.
Well, you know what, guys? I've always wanted to go to one of those, you know, soccer matches or baseball matches over in America where they get the kiss cam out and stuff like that. I wouldn't have anything to worry about because I'd be with my husband and I'd be kissing him. But yeah.
You're not into PDA, Jade. Wouldn't be making out at a game.
That is true. But if the camera came on me and it was like a, you know, quick peck situation,
No worries.
I do it for the people. But some guy's been caught out cheating on his wife on it.
This is like straight off a movie.
Caught out on the kiss cam. I'll tell you
more
in a sec.
Very awkward. Great song for him. I'll dedicate this to him. Jonas Blue, Rise at 105.3 New FM.
That's
it's 7
nice
past
of you.
6 with the Novos. Good morning. Jonas Blue, Rise. We are live across Newcastle and 105.3 New FM. A hot, sunny day ahead. Currently 23 degrees at Jesmond, 18 at Morissette.
Very awkward, guys. Earlier this week, a viral video of a man looking guilty as a dog who just ripped up your lounge room after being caught kissing a woman did the rounds on social media. That's because this woman wasn't his wife and he kissed her on the kiss cam at a baseball match.
No way. What a dirty dog.
Yep.
What a way to get caught.
I know. And didn't he look guilty? He did, like, because the pressure when you get that kiss cam on you and you see him, like, sort of buckling, looking at her, and he's, like, kissed her on the lips to make her happy, but then quickly the arms come back round and he's put his elbows on his legs and, like, leaned forward and he's just sort of looking around shady, going, oh, I hope that didn't, you know...
Hope the wife didn't see.
Hope it didn't get on too many TV screens.
It's crazy because it's literally the plot from one of the episodes of Modern Family. Mm. Like, that's exactly what happens, except instead of, you know, cheating with, you know, a dirty scoundrel that the person's with, it's like the, you know, that character Phil, he's there with Gloria, like the young...
I remember the episode.
Yeah, it's like literally the plot out of that.
It actually is. That's so funny. Imagine the conversation when he walked back through the door. Hey, honey,
How was the game?
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's actually pleading with his wife to take him back. And he's just saying, you know, what would you do in my situation if there was a, if there was a woman next to you and you got put on the kiss cam?
What so is some cheating man playing the victim?
I know.
Like, I know.
You cheated on your wife. You got caught red-handed, brother.
Do you want to hear his statement?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, he goes, various videos have been circulating of unfaithful women, but they haven't been made fun of as much as me. I hope you never have to be in my position. I'm going to defend my honour and my pride as a man until the end.
He was supposed to be watching basketball, ends up playing tonsil hockey.
Yeah.
Not the right sport,
no,
mate.
No, buddy. Wrong apology. He's got apologies backwards.
It doesn't know how they work.
It's really funny you bring this story up, Jade, because the last couple of days I've been down at the baths having a swim after work.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, I'm usually a pretty open-minded guy. Mm. There's nothing that really that shocks me too much.
It shakes you too.
But the amount of people that are making out inside the, like in the baths, is actually sickening. I was like, you know what, I don't want to see you making out. Just, I'm starting to agree with you.
Maddie,
no
you're
PDA in public.
Maddie, you're such a prude.
No, good.
No.
Good, Maddie, good.
You're rubbing off on me. I don't like it.
No, I hope so. We
Relax.
Need more of this.
Enjoy. It's a, you know, it's a free country.
No. I don't.
Express your love.
Yuck. Creepo, stop it. You just know what's happening, like, in their pants under the water, and I'm not okay
do
with
you?
That. Yes. Yes.
What, or how do you know that?
This, they're having, a, you know, things are just getting
Jonas
a little frisky
Blue song
down there.
Again?
I don't have it now. Sorry. Too good. Next, we have a brand new game, guys. Second last day on offer. Double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Mm-hmm.
All you've got to do is guess what I'm saying. You think, wow, that's a simple game. Not so simple.
Because you put a dental spacer in your mouth, and if you just look at your messages there, Maddie, you know exactly what to say here.
Jeez. Harry, I'm sweating. As I said. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Yep, ready.
Okay, so today, I ha a ig like ha.
13:10:09. What's Maddie saying? If you can figure it out, double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. All yours. 13:10:09. Call the show now.
Playing next, 6:14 with the Novos, 23 degrees at Waratah.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
What's Maddie saying?
Yeah, that's right. We have a double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to give away this morning. Very simple game. All you have to do on 13:10:09 is tell us what I am saying.
I ha a ig like ha.
Ooh, what could it be, guys? Let's go to the phones.
Lee, how are you?
Hey, Lee.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stereotype them, but I read tree lopper and I thought Lee for a second was going to be a man, but you're a female.
Yes, I am.
Wow, how'd you get into tree lopping?
My brother worked for them, and then, yeah, just got in and,
yeah. Wow, and you enjoy it? Like, what did you do before tree lopping?
I was actually in pharmacy, but I've always loved outdoors and, yeah.
I love that you parlayed a career in pharmacy to chopping wood. Are you good with wood, Lee?
Pardon?
Are you generally good with chopping wood?
Oh, I'm getting there. I've only started probably 6 weeks ago, so getting there.
Fascinating. Really, a lot of it's, you know, getting really high up on the trees, isn't it? And abseiling and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I don't do that part.
Right.
Screw that.
Is that something you'll learn, though?
I don't know. It depends if I want to or not in the future.
Yeah, what a cool... How cool. Good on you, Lee.
Yeah, I love it.
Lee, I love this. Producer Jackson's just sent through a note. Says, Lee loves the outdoors but has a career in destroying it. more importantly, let's get you these movie tickets. Lee, what do you think I'm saying today?
Am I able to hear it again?
Sure. Absolutely. Here it is. Stand by.
Ooh. I ha a ig lak.
Huh. There you go. What do you think it is?
Is it I have a big black butt?
Not it. I'm sorry, Lee. Thank you, though. Thanks for calling the show.
Are we going to Tara?
Tara, good morning.
Hey, Tara.
Hello.
Hey, you're waiting for Home and Away to return.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite character, Tara? Do you like Irene?
Yeah, she's alright. I really
like Ziggy. Have you ever watched those Doodle Burger videos of Alf Stewart online?
Yeah.
How funny are they? They're not to be repeated on radio, but you know, no. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
All right, Tara, what do you think I'm saying?
I think you're saying I have a big black car.
Big black car is incorrect.
Sorry. Thanks, Tara. Thanks for that. Right. Let's go to Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Now tell us, what's on for your day?
Heading to work like everyone else, I suppose.
Oh, but I hear you're off to Brisbane for the weekend.
Yes, up to see the daughter and granddaughter.
Oh, that'll be nice. That's long nice. Weekend, 3 days with the family.
Jade's hometown.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm on holiday for 3 weeks. So that's better.
Happy days.
Oh, way to rub it in.
Yeah, a bit jealous. That's awesome. Lap it up.
Well, let's try and get your holidays off to a great start with a double pass to Reading Cinema's Charlestown. What do you think Maddie's saying?
I think he says, I have a big black dog.
Dog? No.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right.
Thanks, Tara.
Guys, have a great day.
Bye, Tammy. Enjoy.
Tammy, thank you. I've got her name wrong. That's awkward.
We've gone right. One more.
Yeah, let's go. New FM, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hey, Katie.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. You got this. I know you do. What do you think I'm saying?
I have a big black truck.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately not.
Thank you, Katie. Let's go another one.
Yeah,
UFM, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. How's yourself?
Oh, we're doing good. Now, I'm going to give you a clue here, Glenn. This item... I can reveal, I have a big black, this item is on the wall at home.
Clock.
A clock? I have a big black clock, absolutely.
Well done.
You're off to Reading Cinemas Charlestown, mate. Congratulations and thanks for playing.
Sorry, guys, I'm just ordering McDonald's.
Oh, you what?
He's at the drive-thru at McMacca's.
Okay.
Enjoy, Glenn.
What did you order? What did you order, Glenn?
Can I get a toasty? Yeah, and get
a driver.
Yes, thank you.
Glenn,
can you say to them, Glenn, that I just won movie tickets with the Novos?
I just won movie tickets with the Novos.
Tell him to cheer up. He's live across Newcastle. Thanks, Glenn.
Enjoy your toasty.
Yeah, yum.
You love a toasty.
Oh, that guy at Macca's needs to cheer up a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe his boss needs to tell him something.
I think so. In fact, after the news, we're talking about the harshest thing you've had to tell an employee. Now, this could be, you might be the boss, or maybe you're just a co-worker. I stumbled across this juicy Reddit thread, and I went, there's a perfect topic for radio. 13:10:09 to join the show. We'll do it right after the news.
Yeah, hot one today. Severe fire danger. 40 degrees on the coast, up to 42 at Maitland in the Valley. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Jade, my friend, you like to leave angry notes on people's cars sometimes,
yes,
don't
I
you?
Do.
Well, do you know what? I've got a life lesson here for you. I found this article on the internet today. So a note has been left on a lady's car and it says, "G'day, Cobber. Couldn't help but notice how well you parked that flash Commodore of yours. Most people try to keep their car between the white lines. It would be a good idea if you did the same."
Yeah, well said. There's nothing worse than someone who can't park in a car spot.
You know what? Like, who cares? If someone parked annoyingly, you just go, oh, that's annoying, and move on with your life. Why do you need to write notes?
You're just tuning into the show. Jade parked right on top of the door this morning, but okay. instead of the person getting angry, like, you know, most
normally
people would
yeah,
they've
yeah.
decided to, you know, put some love and light back into the world. They've written a note back to the angry person and said, yeah, sorry, Cobber, can't park for A.
Jeez.
I love that. With a little love heart as well.
Yeah, that's a good
one. You know what, Maddie? Until you get a license and purchase your own car and start driving on the road, you'll never understand how annoying it is when you finally find a park and then it's too small because someone can't park properly and they're all over the lines.
Jade, how do you know how to park? Because you palm it off to everyone else. You don't like to pay for parking.
That is true. But you know what, Jackson? You can't talk. We were actually... I went out with Jackson two afternoons ago.
Yeah.
And we went to Merriweather to go for a walk. We were meant to go walking at the Anzac Walk, but he couldn't find a park because he's like, no, I can't park at all. So we ended up at Merriweather until he found a parking spot that he could easily go into.
Well, another one of my problems is I have a very nice car and I don't trust plebs near it.
So. Oh, as if you can't reverse park. Let's be honest.
Let's go. We'll have a reverse park challenge.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm into this.
And I will nail it.
Can we do this on today's show?
Happily.
Yeah, that'd be
have
great.
You got, have you got the president's base today?
No,
Jackson?
No.
I've you got the ute.
I've got my ute.
Oh, okay, good.
Laura, that's for something
happening
for us
a bit
to,
later.
To work out behind the scenes. Next, though, 13 10 09. What's the harshest thing or most awkward thing you've had to tell another employee? So that might be your co-worker, or maybe you're the boss and you've had to tell them. We put this up online last night. Some great examples. One that I loved was somebody had, like, back in the day when gym pants first became like a big thing that people were wearing outside the gym.
Oh yeah,
you know. Remember that, and this apparently this they had to basically ban gym pants at the workplace because so many girls were like wearing them
people
into the office.
So upset about gym pants.
And that, no, but these
I
were like the really
why, though.
These were like the really thin ones that you could basically see through.
Oh, I was going to say because they make your legs look really good.
Anyway, they basically
getting more sexual harassment cases at work or something.
They basically Jesus. Had to ban them altogether because so many people were wearing them into the office.
Mm.
Like, that's not office attire.
Definitely not.
13 10 09. What awkward or harsh thing did you have to tell another employee?
Excellent. The lines are open. Prizes on offer this morning, currently sitting on 23 degrees at Nobby's Tonic. If I could only see with the Novos. Good morning. Yes. This is 105.3 New FM, the home of Newcastle's best music all summer. Guys, today, this is what you call a steamer. 33 at the lake, 40 at the coast, 42 at Maitland in the valley.
Oh, very hot.
I know.
13 10 09. Want to know what's the harshest thing you've had to tell a coworker, or maybe it was your employee. This is after I came across a pretty juicy Reddit thread where people started to vent these things. Put this up on Facebook, and some great examples. One person has said, as a waitress many years ago, our bosses had to ask an employee to stop eating from the plates they'd cleared from the tables. Like, why do you have to ask an employee to not do that? It should be common sense. Can you imagine you're carrying back half a hamburger back to the kitchen. On the way, they're chowing down on it. It's not a good look, is it?
No, well,
look, there
not
could
at
be
all.
Worse things, guys. Jeez.
See, this is why I'm glad I've never been a boss to have these awkward conversations with people, because the deodorant one, there's always every.
Oh, yes.
I think almost most workplaces I've been in, yeah, there's always someone that has to get told by the boss to wear deodorant.
In fact, Nicole on Facebook has said, when I was pregnant, I had very sensitive sense of smell. I had to burst into my manager's office one day and demand that he tell a field employee to go home, shower, and put on deodorant.
Mortifying.
She also says he was putrid.
Wow.
If you're a boss and have had this awkward, you know, conversation with one of your workers, let us know. You can remain anonymous. Hamish, I believe you've had to do this once because you're a manager of peoples.
Yes, peoples, persons. Previous radio station, I have to stress, to tell an employee to stop accessing adult content online.
At work.
At work, yeah.
Was that awkward?
Oh, it was, considering he was actually a bit older than me as well, too. So it was.
Did he try and deny it at all?
No. He was mortified and never did it
did
again.
Did he apologise?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, what are you doing, Bob? What are you watching over there? Oh, nothing. I'm just doing research.
I just really like jazz.
To be fair, he was actually doing it for an unrelated thing that wasn't actually, you know, personal, should I say, gratification.
Oh.
But he was actually accessing stuff that wasn't appropriate. I was like, nah, mate, you can't do that at work.
How did you find out?
the history?
We share computers. Oh. And, you know, it was just the Google, you know, when you put in a word and it suggests it, and hang on a second, what's this? Yeah,
you got to clear the search. Rookie error.
Yeah, oh, do you, Jade?
Alan, good morning.
Morning, Nervous. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good, Alan. Now, are you the boss?
I am.
Tell us, what happened?
Had a gent working in accounts payable with three other people, and he would let rip, had a flatulence problem, and I'd have a lot of complaints coming in where it'd be one after the other who worked in that department, and they'd go, look, you know, we could, if it's that bad, we could tell him what he had for last night's dinner, and he would say, I'd bring him into the office to have a chat, and he'd go, look, I've got a medical condition, I can't help it. I said, fair enough, you need to attend to it. But this is going on like every 5 to 6 minutes you'd let one rip, and just not anything, just hope that no one would make a comment, but they would avoid him, they wouldn't go near him, because they go, the stench around him is like the cloud that you just feel like you're eating. So,
oh, Alan, that's so sad. I would have felt terrible. Imagine that. So did you get him his own office, or...?
Well, working in an accounts payable department, they're all supposed to work together, so they work on debtors and ledgers, and, you know, he did go to the doctor, and they did say that he did, the condition that he had, he really couldn't help it, but it was a situation where we had to sort of, like, negotiate how to work the situation, so in the end, he did leave.
You would, though. How about...
I felt bad, but at the same time, it was... I don't want to put a pun on it, but it was a toxic environment, really.
You know what, Alan? Did you have, like, a spare toilet or something? Maybe you could have set his desk up in the toilet. Maybe, yeah, like, get the Skype happening, you know?
Yeah, Skype from home.
Work from home, mate.
That might have been, well, that might have been way too obvious, Matty, I've got to tell you. Look, it's one of the solutions we could have come up with, but, hey, look, you know.
Didn't work out. I just imagine, you know, he could be working under one of those industrial suction fans that they use in chef in
there
the
you
kitchens.
Go.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that can just suck away any smell. Bit noisy, though.
One of the best comments I had was one of his co-workers, she was probably early 60s, and she said, she comes and she goes, two things I want to let you know. One, the air conditioning doesn't help. It's recycled inside. Goes, I'm on a treadmill. She goes, two, she goes, this is making me think really seriously whether I should retire early.
Oh,
I love
wow.
that. You know what? You should have got him a bottle of the VI poo. Have you seen
yeah,
that?
You know what? My sister-in-law really loves VI poo. She keeps it, what, no one in her bag for at work in case she has an emergency and she needs to go. She swears by it.
I don't think that helps when you're letting rip every 5 minutes.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
You're gonna be
that poor bloke.
I know. You feel sorry for
I
him.
I know. I don't even know the guy.
Yeah.
He's out there still, you know?
That's
he's
right.
Going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It with the Novos next. Get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. It's 6:48. Namani, motivation. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 and UFM. It's 5 minutes to 8. Currently 22 at Catherine Hill Bay. 23 degrees at Merriweather right now. It's Love It or Loathe It time.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, there ain't no fence sitting here. Crevo, Jade, I've got a topic for you. Thoughts next, love it or loathe it. Snooping in other people's houses.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it. I did it yesterday at your place when I went to the bathroom. Maddie.
That's why I bring it up. And I tell you what, I'm not happy, Jade.
Why?
Because I think it's so rude.
I took photos even. I was
it's so rude.
You're like, hey, Grigo, look at
you
this.
You know what?
Yeah.
So we had like a work meeting at my house yesterday. And, you know, bought some finger buns, had some coffee, had some wine. Anyway, long story short, Jade goes, I need to use your bathroom, Maddie. And she goes into my bathroom, comes out, and she has a list of critiques that she then continues to say to me. First of all, your clay face wash is all over the glass shower.
You've got a filthy shower. You need to clean it.
I don't have a filthy shower.
Yes, you do. I've got photos.
Do you know what?
Do you really want me to post them online?
It's literally the black clay face, the face mask that just flicks everywhere in the morning when I get up.
No, it's not.
Second of all, you used all of my toilet paper when you went and relieved your bowels.
Not my fault that and you didn't then have you enough also roll
revealed,
paper.
Then you also revealed that you previously, when you were at my house, went through all of my cupboards.
Because I said, I know, Jade, you've said previously on the show, like, oh, when I go to someone else's bathroom, I often open the cupboard. So when you went in there,
sneaky peek.
I said, oh, did you look through Maddie's cupboards? And you were like, no. And I was like, well, that's some personal growth from you. Turns out it's because you've already done it.
Stooped even lower. And I've got to say, Crevo, I feel like you would never do that. You have the respect to not do that.
Also, not interested.
Can I please
Jade
just say
says
something,
I have a filthy
though?
Shower. You have puppy pee pads lying around your living room, doll.
Not around the living room. It's in my Zumba room, which is an outdoor-indoor area. Now, can I please just say, when I last went to Maddie's place, I helped him shop, and I actually helped you bring your bags upstairs, mister, from Big W, because he had friends coming up from Sydney the first time they were visiting his place. So he made sure the whole place was spick and span, and I was surprised. I thought, Maddie, you're really clean. It's not what I expected from you. Mm. I thought you'd be a little bit more messy at home. Turns out he is, because you didn't clean up for us like you cleaned up for your mates from Sydney, to the point where he actually bought one of those really fancy hand soap dispensers.
Oh.
And I went to go use it thinking, oh, I finally get to use it. Nothing in it.
Because it ran out, Jade. And do you know what? I'm a guy. I'm not as, like, you know, on these things. It's been, I've ran out like 4 days ago.
You know what? Shame.
Oh, the pride.
Shame.
The gall of you.
That's our shame bell.
Anyway, I wouldn't let's go through your house next time. You're so private. I'm just going to start snooping next time I'm over, just opening cupboards,
good
going through things.
In. Good luck getting into so Fort Knox. Them all.
Well, you know what, guys? It's really hard when people break up, especially when there's kids involved in a relationship. And I was having a chat to a friend the other day, and she said that her daughter said, like, Mum, I'm not ready for you to move on and be with someone else. And I thought, that's very bold and sort of selfish in a way for a child to say that to their like their parents.
That's a tricky one,
because
isn't it?
Like, as a child, I'd want my mum or dad to be happy. So I'm not going to stand in their way if they're ready to get a new relationship.
Well,
so
I think it's very dependent on the situation. I mean, if they've been, you know, been married for 20 years and, you know, one of the parents goes off after a month with someone else, I understand that.
Well, this is the big debate. 13 10 09, how soon is too soon to move onto a new relationship when you have kids?
Oh, this is a good one.
Because it's very interesting, because my parents had a divorce, and I can tell you about my experience.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do it next. It's 1 minute to seven with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Very exciting. We've got a brand new competition happening after 8 o'clock this morning, Crevo.
I can't
reveal
wait.
It. Here it is.
So, if you want to win a $50 meat tray, all thanks to Singo's Butcheries.
They have great meat.
That they do. All you need to do is track down the new FM car, and we're going to be doing it after 8 o'clock.
Yes, and what is it called?
Give us your street meat.
So.
No. Give me your street.
Oh, okay.
This is very simple, right? You track down the new FM car. The first person there to knock on the window and say to DJ Mike, give me your street meat, gets the $50 Singo's meat tray.
Mm. Now, keep your radios on, because we will give a couple of clues as to where he will be.
That's right.
So if you're lucky enough to be in the area, you get the meat tray.
Oh, that's you right. Want that for the weekend.
First person to say that, give me your street meat, gets
hey,
it.
Hey, Mike,
yeah.
Give me your street meat.
That's what you've got to say after
okay,
8
there
o'clock.
You go.
After 8 o'clock.
But we want to know on 13 10 09, how soon is too soon to move onto a new relationship, especially when you have kids? If you can weigh into this, maybe you're in this situation at the moment and, you know, you'd like to talk it out with us. We'd love to know, because this all came about because a friend of mine having a chat, and her daughter said to her that basically she wasn't okay with Mum moving on and going into a new relationship. And I thought,
awkward,
that's very
isn't
unfair.
It?
I don't think, you know, a child should really have that right to say that to their parents.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that's just me. I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong.
I mean, if you've been, if they've been divorced for a while, you know, the parents aren't together, I think it's pretty wrong if, you know, it's been a few years and...
And she, and the daughter's saying that.
And then you drop that on the mother or the father. I think it's a bit...
You don't think, you don't think the children have a right to have a say in that, Jane?
I don't think so. Really? I think, well, you're the parent. It's your life.
It affects them too, though. They can have a say, surely. They don't have the final say, but they can have a say.
No, not to the point where you're like, no. Because their daughter was very... I know, I can see where you're coming from, but I think as a parent, you deserve to be happy and you need to live your own life too, even though you have kids. I think, you know, I think still you have to be selfish as a parent to some degree and not forget about yourself. But then I don't have kids, so maybe I'm still, you know, in that, you know, single, I'm single-minded thought.
Well, the phones are lighting up. We're going to chat more about this next after Blanco Brown, The Get Up with the Novos. It's 11 past 7. Good morning. Blanco Brown, The Get Up. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Currently 20 degrees at Fassy Fern and 22 at the Bay.
And on 13.10.09, how soon is too soon to move onto a new relationship, especially when you have kids?
That's the question we're asking here. Let's go straight into the phones. Marnie, how are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Really good. Now, I've sort of been trying to process this. My thoughts are on it. Maybe the kid does have a say for a little while. What do you think?
I'm with you. I think, like, the child should have, like, some sort of an opinion. Like, I'm a single mother myself, so, you know, if I was going to date someone, I would want to know what my son thought of this person or how they would feel around this person. I mean, sometimes a breakup can be really hard on a child and they're not emotionally ready to move on. So, yeah, it does come down to the parent's decision, but I think that the child should have some sort of a say.
I'm with you, Marnie. I totally agree.
So when my mum broke up with my dad, I was about 15 years old.
Yeah.
And it took her a good... She was a single mum. It took her about 5 to 6 years... to move on. She always felt very guilty about it as well. And I did say to her, obviously, I was an adult at that point, but I said, you know what, like, I just want her to be happy.
Yeah. Well, that's very selfless of you.
So, Marnie, how have you moved on at all?
No. So, I was with someone, I think, 18 months ago, and I haven't moved on yet. It hurt my son quite a lot because he was quite emotionally attached to this person, and, He hasn't bounced back, and I guess I haven't as well, but if I ever go on a date, I ask, you know, what's your opinion? What do you think, and how are you feeling about it? Because he is at that age too now. He's 12. He's starting to hit puberty. That's, you know, all coming into play. So I think that he should have an opinion. But like I said, at the end of the day, it is the adult's overall decision. But I think having respect for your child teaches them a lot, and in turn they will have respect for you.
Do you think because he's older, you're giving him the say? Like if he was, say, 6 years old and he wasn't, you know, do you think a six-year-old should have a say?
Yes, I still think that their feelings should come into consideration. Like, I wouldn't take, like, overall, obviously, relationship advice from a six-year-old, but if he turned around and said, "Mum, I don't feel comfortable with this person,"
you have to respect it.
A huge red flag for me, because in a general sense, I think kids are a great judge of character, and if they don't feel comfortable around someone, I'd just maybe give it a bit longer and introduce the subject a little bit later on.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Marnie.
You're a great mum, Marnie.
Good thoughts. Yeah, absolutely.
You can just tell.
Very responsible. Thank you, Marnie. Heidi is on line 11. Good morning, Heidi. What are your thoughts? How soon is too soon to move on?
I think it can be a too soon, but having been the child that had... didn't have a father figure, one of four children, and always wanting my mum to have a vote.
Yeah.
And now, and she still is by herself.
Oh, sorry, your line's breaking up.
Yeah, sorry, Heidi.
Sorry, Heidi. Thank you for calling, though. One more.
Kristen, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling and joining the show. So what are your thoughts?
Look, there's no time frame to start dating once your relationship's finished. It's just a matter of shielding your children, so to speak, by whilst you're dating, you're not introducing them to a whole flurry of different partners. Mm. You're only going to introduce them to the next one that's going to be there permanently, long time, and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
So you just keep those dating ones away.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think in a lot of ways, Kristen, as well, you know, obviously a month or two after breaking up, especially when kids are younger, I think you as a parent, you have a responsibility to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to put my child through this. But I think when your child gets, you know, to a late teens, early adult age, I mean, there's no, like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, the parent saying, hey, I'm going to live my life now. Like, you're about to live yours, let me live mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, my mum and dad, they divorced, I think, when I was like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And I remember mum saying, oh, I've got someone for you to meet. And I was okay with that. Like, I don't know. Maybe I was just cool with my parents splitting up because, I don't know, I was just a crazy kid. But it didn't bother me. I didn't get affected by it at all. I wasn't thinking to myself, well, I don't want another dad.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, mum's happy. That's all I was thinking as a kid.
I think what might play into it, and I think this is where it comes down to case by case, Jade, your parents seem to still have a great
relationship.
Yeah. Even though they are broken up.
Mm. Which is quite rare. That doesn't happen very often.
That's right.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, like, my dad will, you know, go around and have dinner with my mum and my new stepdad, and there's a really good relationship where they'll go bowling together and they catch up every weekend, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I got lucky. It's a case-by-case thing, yeah. For sure. Next, though, guys, Jackson revealed that he actually sleeps naked. And, Jade, you said sometimes or not really?
I prefer pajamas.
Pajamas. And, Maddie, you've started doing this recently.
Yeah, I've discovered sleeping naked. And let me tell you, you guys are missing out.
You say that, but I have a certain concern about this. I want to raise with you. I want to get your thoughts on this. We're going to do it next.
It's 7:20 with the Novos. Good morning. Post Malone, Sunflower, you're live with the Novos on 105.3 New FM. It's the home of Newcastle's best music all summer. It's 7:25.
And we're talking about what would happen if you were sleeping naked, which I know both Jackson and yourself do. What happens when a burglar comes in or there is a fire? This is my, like, big concern. Because you both revealed that you sleep naked.
And I can't imagine you, Maddie, would have a bathrobe. I didn't see one yesterday when I was snooping around your house and in the bathroom.
Like, what do you do in that situation? Have you thought of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think of this a lot. So I'm new to sleeping naked. I reckon in the last 12 months, I've embraced it, and wow, I love it. And do you know what? I'm actually not that bothered. If there's a burglar or if there is a fire, touch wood, I'm happy to go out naked.
Really?
Yeah, why not? It's whatever.
What? Don't you feel embarrassed by that?
Yeah, but in such dramatic circumstances, you know, you'd be thankful just to have your life. I'm not going to worry about being naked.
I think you'd be grubbing for something.
Oh, of course. You're not going to run out and,
well,
you know.
He's touching wood, isn't he?
He is.
Jackson, what do you have a plan in this situation? You're a much more of a veteran to sleeping naked.
Yeah, look, I really couldn't care less. Most people have seen my tackle anyway. I'll just walk outside. It doesn't bother me. I'm not grabbing a bathrobe. My house is on fire. The least of my worries
exactly
is someone seeing
right.
me nude.
You guys are silly because... You know,
why?
Say you were sleeping naked.
We're the silly
What are you going to grab, run to the wardrobe when, you know.
I'm not sleeping naked.
Stuff's
that's the
going
point.
Down.
We're fine
hypothetical,
in this situation.
Hypothetical. There's nothing like the feeling of getting into nice sheets.
I don't like it.
The only totally time new. I like it is, I know this sounds a bit backwards, but. At a hotel, because they get the sheets real fluffy and they're really bleached.
See, that's the last place I'm going to sleep naked.
Then your bits are touching where other people's bits have been touching.
No, but they really bleach.
See, but you're strange,
sheets.
Jade, because you sit on your couch naked. I find that weird.
So? It's my couch.
They actually say that sleeping naked is more healthy for you.
Really?
Yeah, because clothes and stuff like that restrict your muscles and your circulation.
Yeah.
So you have a better sleep if you're naked.
And when you wake up in the morning...
I've never heard
so
that,
good.
Doctor, Producer Jackson.
Yeah, look
what
it up.
What clothes are you wearing? Very tight.
Mate, I told you yesterday I should work for the FBI. You just Google it, Jaddy. You'll see it. No, but yeah, it's anti-aging benefits as well because you're not having, like, things
suddenly Jade's interested.
Because you know when you're sleeping and you roll and your shirt will rip tight on you or something like that, all that stuff affects how you sleep. I sleep much more comfortably naked.
That does sort of make sense.
Yeah, and you know
absolutely.
What? If anyone breaks in, lucky them for seeing me naked.
And let's end on that. News time next with Hamish at 7:28.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Big shout out to the Happy Mobile Cafe, Carl and Benny. They just rocked up. They made our coffees. I've got a latte. Crevo, you're still onto the iced lattes yourself?
Yeah, skinny iced latte.
And
delicious.
Maddie, what's your order?
Well, it's an almond milk latte with two equals. No
choice. Is it?
Milk latte with two equals.
Hey, everyone likes their coffee different.
It's the boys, true.
I love a Punt's coffee. Yep. What can I say?
They can deliver any order.
That's right, and always do a great job of it.
Yep.
Next, though, if you want $1,000, this is your opportunity. Celeb Loot is back. Only two voices left. God, it's getting close.
It sure is. All of the incorrect guesses, newfm.com.au. Here they are. Take a listen.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
Celebrity number one is DJ Snake, two is Bill Gates, and three is Louis Capaldi, which means we need four and five, guys.
And we gave a clue away for voice number four yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, so here it is. She is a singer and a keyboard player. Keep that in mind.
Think about it. 13, 10, 09.
Two voices and you get $1,000. Mm-hmm. Very easy.
The lines are open. We'll do it straight after Sam Felt. This is Post Malone live across Newcastle at 7:38. Good morning. Sam Feld, Post Malone. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM at 7:41. Hot one today, 40 on the coast, 41 at Maitland in the Valley and 33 at the Lake. Celeb Loot time.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars.
No sale.
No charge.
I just got it.
De Novo's.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Celebrity.
Loot.
13 10 09. The phone lines are open. If you want to play Celebrity Loot, there's five voices. Three have already been identified. So you just need to guess voice number four and five, and you could be $1,000 richer. It's easy.
Number one was DJ Snake, two was Bill Gates, and three was Louis Capaldi. We did give away a clue yesterday for voice four, Crevo, which was?
She is a singer and a keyboard player. Now, I'm going to give some incorrect guesses so you can cross these off the list. Obviously, not Meghan Markle.
No.
She does neither of those things that we know of.
She can Megs it on out of here.
Obviously, also not Lady Gaga, who is a singer and keyboard player.
Yeah.
That's a good guess. Jessica Alba, no, that's an actress. Will Ferrell, obviously not.
Funny man, one of my favourites.
Really? He's good.
Mm.
Really? Loves it.
Anne Hathaway, also not. And Calvin Harris, also not.
But there are more online, ufm.com.au.
That's right. Another chance to get this money for free. It's very simple, Newcastle. Playing again before 9 o'clock. And don't forget, DJ Mike will be on the street also after 8 o'clock with Give Me Your Street Meat. Crevo, he's got a $50 Singo's Butcheries voucher. All you have to do is find the new FM van.
Yep, knock on the window and
first
say...
First one to do so.
Hey, give me a street meet.
Very good, very good. Hey, up next, Jade. I've got to say, it's been, you know, a few months now we've been going through these fires and whatnot. And, of course, at the end of last year, we did go out to the Port Stephens Koala Hospital. And, mm-hmm. of course, you raised thousands of dollars for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cause you care about very deeply. Of course, these bushfires have just ravaged so many different communities and wildlife
yeah, it's
and
horrible.
Whatnot. And what we've done on the show, Jade, of course, you're an aspiring artist.
Mm.
You've painted a beautiful painting of a mummy koala with a baby koala. And
yeah.
it's actually really cute. It's very nice.
Thanks, guys.
And we did want to auction it off with all of the money raised going to the different charities and whatnot. So mm-hmm. I do believe that we have a winner.
We do have a winner, and we're going to touch base with them after this.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. You're with the Novos, 105.3 New FM. It's 7:44. Good morning.
The Novos.
This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:52. Hot one today. Newcastle, 40 on the coast, 41 at Maitland in the Valley, 33 at the Lake. Beach day, I'm thinking.
Mm.
Yeah, which beach? You going to the baths again?
Well, when...
You love Merriweather.
Yeah, I might go to Merriweather today.
Do it
it's
again.
It's the day for it.
Mm, hey, lovely, lovely.
Of course, Jade, very exciting because you've been raising money for the koalas for a while now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we went out to Port Stephens Koala Hospital at the end of last year. You raised thousands of dollars for them, which they're very chuffed about. And I think, you know, we all know that you're a budding painter. You're an amateur artist.
Amateur artist. Because I love going out to the Morpeth Art Gallery, and that's what really inspired me going out there. So
it qualifies you, you know, just going out there. Just the you know, the energy of the place rubs off on you.
Yeah. So I bought some paintbrushes, and I've only done one painting of an apple, but. I think it went pretty well. So
it
I thought,
did. It was actually quite good. And then you've done another one to try and raise some money.
Correct. So we put a picture of this on the Facebook page. You still can go there and check it out. And we did a silent bidding system for it. And we've actually got a winner now on the phone. So I guess we'll say hello to them.
Friend of the show, Virginia, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, my dear?
Pretty good thing.
Oh, so you've obviously seen Jade's painting on the Facebook page. Tell us, how much are you paying for Jade's second painting ever of Mummy Koala and Baby Koala?
$100.
$100.
Thank you. Very kind.
Winner, chicken dinner. There you go, Virginia. You're going to put that pride in place? Where are you going to put it?
Probably above my bed.
Aww. Wow, that's above really nice.
Above your bed. That's quite an intimate place to put this photo. Are you sure you want Jade so close to you 24/7? I mean, you watch the live stream every day and now you'll have Jade's, you know, vibes above your bed.
You know, it's a good place to put a painting.
It is. It brings a bit of peace.
It's quite small. It isn't huge, Virginia. I hope you know that.
I know.
It's about the size of a standard photo. But
it's
that's
all good.
A 6x4. But yeah. I put a lot of love into it. And I just want to say a big thank you for you for bidding and donating that $100 towards the cause and all the bushfires. It's much appreciated.
It's all good.
And do you know what? Literally every dollar counts.
That's right. At a time like this.
Thank you so much, Virginia. We really appreciate your support. And congrats, Jade. You've actually
Does that make me an artist
it
now?
It does.
She's a real artist.
Yay.
Slap yourself some more.
There you go.
Good.
Feel better?
Oh, very good, Jade. I was surprised when you brought that painting in because it is very sweet.
Yeah, very nice.
Very good. Hey, up next, guys.
Yeah.
We are talking, what's your go-to activity to look busy at work? We all do it. Mm. I mean, all of us do. Mm. I mean, Jade likes to... wander off for an hour and pretend she's at a computer working when she's really not.
I was working yesterday at that computer. Well, yeah. Is this what inspired it? You saw me down in another room?
We thought,
Jade's not working.
Crevo's the master at this. So Crevo, that we have
he
a...
He sneaks off and then takes naps.
I know.
I have definitely done that.
We have a secret back room. It's not really secret, a back room here where we do all of the production stuff. And it's very isolated away from the rest of the office, and
it's very quiet.
Often you'll find Crevo in there on personal calls, doing his business on the side. So at 13:10:09, we want to know, what's your go-to activity to look busy at work? Prizes on offer. We're going to do it next here at New FM. It's 7:56.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Ignition. 3, 2, 1.
Crevo, Jade, DJ Mike has left the building in the new FM car for Give Me Your Street Meat.
Yes.
I can reveal that he will be in the Waratah area.
Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes peeled. If you see that new FM car and it's stopped, go up to it, knock on the window and say, give me a street meat.
Yep.
And if you're the first person to do it, you'll score the $50 Singo's voucher.
Oh, great for the long weekend, guys.
It would be very good.
Hey, now, speaking of long weekends, no work on Monday, always good. But next we're talking, what's your go-to activity to look busy at work? We all have one.
Mm-hmm.
We all have one.
I'm the
king of this.
Yeah, you are. You are, actually.
You point out everyone else not doing their job, but you're the main culprit.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Jade. I think you're pretty much up there.
When I used to work in sales, it was very easy. All you had to do was grab the weekly report, format report.
Yeah.
Basically what it was an Excel document where you put your weekly numbers in. Everyone hated doing it. So if you had that up on your screen, no one would bother you. It was very simple, really. Then do the old Alt-Tab between that and whatever you really
were
doing.
I must admit, I sit next to you in the studio and I always see you doing the Alt-Tab. You're very good at it. Well, very quick. He's got the little flicking
years of
flicking tap.
Years of practice, Jade.
The Love Across, Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's the home of Newcastle's best music all summer. Get this, guys. Just having a look at the weather out of Belmont. 29 degrees.
Already?
It's 10 past 8.
Oh. Mm.
You guys have just been outside. Was it hot?
Yeah.
Starting to warm up.
I'm such a fool. I always wear winter clothes because it's a bit chilly in the morning.
Yeah, we're in the air conditioning.
For the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, 13:10:09, I'm asking this morning, what's your go-to activity to look busy at work? It happens a lot every workplace. We want to know what you're doing.
Yeah, right. And you can be anonymous too. You don't have to tell us your name or where you work. Change it. We don't want you getting in trouble by the boss. Jason, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for joining the show. So are you the culprit that likes to look busy at work? And what activity is it that you're doing?
Well, when I used to do security, you'd get a drunk guy talking to you that you didn't really want to pay attention to.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden you stand a little bit straighter, you tip your chin down a little bit and then stare at something. Like,
in the distance.
Yeah.
Well, like, and then if they kept talking to you, you'd go, oh, excuse me, I got to go do something.
Awesome. Great. So this would be like not out the front of a club, but when you were working inside.
Yeah, inside.
Yeah, and then you'd say, you know, pretend you'd seen something across the room, off you go.
Yeah, pretend to see a fight. Oh, I'm off, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
Weird, it's an empty pub.
Do you know what? Interesting, because when I've been out before, there are some security guards, and I'm very chatty once I've had a couple of lemonades.
Mm.
And I don't know how many times I've gone out and started talking to a bouncer or a security guard, and they kind of like, look over to the distance and not every like 15 seconds.
You met Jason while you were out.
I think so. Thanks for your call, Jace.
Love that. Hey, Gabby, if that's even your real name, tell us about your situation.
This was actually several years ago, but I just thought it was too funny. I had to share it with you. I used to work in construction and I used to be the environmental person. So we had this huge earthwork site and my job was to go around with this water quality meter, basically poking this meter into water and telling how clean it was.
Right.
No one knew how to use this meter but me, and they all thought it was really complex. It was really one button. But if I ever felt like going for a walk, I'd just pick up my water quality meter briefcase and just kind of stroll around site looking purposeful, and everyone would be like, whoa, whoa, she's doing water quality testing.
You know what? That deserves a round of applause. That's fantastic, Gabby. The fact that you got away with it, for how long for?
I was on that job for about 2.5 years, so quite a while.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
You're my idol.
You should see what Jade looks like at the moment, Gabby. She's got
hands clasped.
Like Mr. Burns.
Ready to go to church.
A grin from ear to ear, because you know what, Jade? You look for things like this. Remember at your old radio station, your Friday meetings? Oh, I've got to go.
What do I do there?
Used to leave early.
Oh, yeah, I've got to go visit a client before I go to work.
Didn't even work in sales.
It's true. But you know what? I hate meetings. You guys know it's my worst hate, Gabby. I'm sure you feel the same.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gabby.
You know, you've got stuff to do.
Wrapping you. You're like pretending to work. Hey, Gabby, I've got a question for you. Did anyone ever, Jerry, that you were doing the dirty on the company?
To be honest, no, because I'd be out sort of looking at stuff as well at the same time. So that was actually the job, roam around site, test water if you see it, chat to guys about environment. Like, it was actually a really good job to have.
Do you know what? Doing, just in any workplace, it's like when you mix the two-stroke oil in with the petrol, there's like a ratio. You've got to have a ratio of bludging and hard work so you don't get caught out.
Love your work, Gabby. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you, Gabby.
And the long weekend, guys. Can't wait. It's almost here.
What
and
are
the best
you guys
thing about
doing?
Australia, my dad's coming down.
Oh, that's
He's
right.
actually in the car now, driving down from Queensland. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, can't very wait.
Nice. You're having
can't
a wait. Guest over.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That never happens.
There's a month of content for the show.
Are you going away, Crevo?
No, I'm actually in town this weekend. Oh, might have a little street party, actually.
Oh, barbecue, Australia. Maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Well,
a street party?
I think so, yeah.
You do live in a cul-de-sac.
That's right. So,
it's Newcastle's Ramsey Street.
It's a bit like that, I'll tell you now. So that's what's going on.
Without the explosions and crime.
Definitely not.
Well, you'll be having a barbecue, I'm sure, Crevo. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the same boat as Crevo and you're planning on having a barbie, we're giving away a $50 Singo's meat voucher. And all you have to do to win it is basically look around Waratah, because our street guy's out and about there at the moment.
DJ Mike,
if you see him sitting in his car, all you got to do is go up, tap on the window, and say, give me your street meat, and
the first person to do it gets the $50 Singo's meat.
Reveal that DJ Mike is currently at Waratah Shopping Village.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, we put the parking lot, maybe.
Because we put the GPS tracker on the car, didn't we?
Oh, well, we don't trust him.
Yeah, fair enough.
We've got to make sure he's not pretending to work as well.
That's right. So, if you see the new FM car, tap on the window, give us your street meat. It's that easy.
Very good. 8:15 with the Novos. It's up next. New FM, good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Go! Yeah, well, love across Newcastle. Last year, we did something really cool. We went out to the PCYC
at Nelson Bay
for a little games day there. And we met a really cool young man, Crevo. You and I were chatting to him quite a lot. You were there too, Jade. It was Elijah, and he joins us on the show now. Now, Elijah, welcome, first of all.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Now, mate, tell me, how old are you?
I am 14, turning 15 in Feb.
Oh, awesome. Happy birthday for February.
Thank you.
Now, Elijah wants to do some radio stuff, and he does a lot of work out there with the PCYC. And, you know, I was super impressed with Elijah because he's very, very impressive young man for his age. He really believes in the causes that he wants to support. Because, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, you've had a bit of a tough time growing up and stuff, yeah?
I have. I've had a bit of downs, and I've had ups and downs. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mate, that's one thing that struck me, meeting you, young man. You're just so mature, and it's not many young people your age are willing to help others and shine a light on some of the issues that are out there.
Yeah.
So we're very proud of you, mate. Now, I believe that you want to do a little podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about your idea?
So my idea is to do a podcast, even if it's a like community or statewide one. It's for teens and youth. So my pitch is most kids and teens don't really want to talk to an adult because they don't feel comfortable and stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
So they'd rather talk to someone their own age.
Yeah.
So with the podcast, we talk about all different issues like depression and stuff like that to help kids show that they're not the only one and to help them try and, like,
you can relate to each other so you can help each other through a tough time that you're going through. And I think it's a great idea.
Because you are right. And you asked me a question when you came in this morning, Elijah, and you're like, you know, did you listen to adults when you were, you know, 14 or in your teens? And the truth is, a lot of kids don't.
No.
And it's like, I think it's a brilliant idea. So, mate, what we're going to do, we're so glad you came in today. We're going to help you get your podcast off the ground, okay? Because I think it's a really good idea. And sometimes you just need someone to, you know, point you in the right direction. Man, I think it's really cool, so we're going to try and make that happen for you, okay?
Well, thanks a lot, but yeah, like, I really hope that it will go well, and
yeah,
it's going to help kids and teens that don't really have a output or people to talk with.
No, man, we're so happy to help you, okay? So thank you for coming in. I know you wanted to come have a look behind the scenes, so
And how is it? Is it everything you thought it would be?
It's a little bit more.
Awesome.
Oh, good
You're
stuff.
You're a born radio star already, mate.
Just like that. Nah, good work, man. So we'll try and get that off the ground for you soon.
Yeah, you should be very proud of yourself because a lot of young people, you know, they maybe don't have the bravery to go out there and try and make what they want to do happen. So you should be very proud of yourself. Next, though, guys, Jade and Jackson had a little bit of a... looked like a verbal war on air earlier in
on
the show.
On who's the better parker.
On who was better at parking. Because, Jade, you're a very confident person, and especially in your driving abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So what I thought I would do is take you both out individually into the car park and test you.
Yep.
And do a little score, and I've recorded it. I've ran the tape all over it. We're going to play it out in a minute.
So there's quite a unique perspective in here today because along here with Elijah is Senior Constable Matt Lynch. Now, Matt, can you please come over for one sec? Now, when you, I don't know, you know, obviously you're with the PCYC now, doing great work there, but, you know, when it comes to drivers, do you think arrogance is one of the biggest problems with certain individuals?
Yes, it certainly plays a few factors in traffic accidents.
Matt Lynch, Constable Matt Lynch. There's a difference
senior
between...
Senior Constable, please.
Senior. Addressing correctly.
You know what? I shouldn't have to defend myself. I'm a great driver. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, I was the judge of that.
All right.
So we'll find out who was the better parker in just a couple of minutes.
Straight
here.
After Lizzo. Good as hell at New FM. Good morning. Lizzo, good as hell. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. And, of course, the biggest battle of the week so far is producer Jackson versus Jade. Who is the best reverse parker?
Me.
Now, we say reverse parking. It wasn't parallel. It was just reversing in between two lines to see who was better, right? Now, it was my job to judge and also to record and do some commentary. First, I took Jade out to see how good she was. This is how it went down.
Yeah, I'm great at using my mirrors.
Confident. No recommendation, like a self-recommendation.
I'm just a great parking.
All right, record. You're in. All right. Now let's go out and assess. Yep.
Spot on.
Let's see.
Spot on. No reversing camera needed. If you had a ruler, that would be exactly 30 centimetres each side.
Oh, you know what? Pretty good in terms of central, but a bit on an angle, to be fair.
Oh, as if.
Look at that, Jay. That's not straight. That's not straight.
You can't take criticism, my friend.
It wasn't even. He's making out to be the biggest right angle you've seen in your life.
It wasn't. It wasn't. You were fairly straight.
Thank
but
you.
But you weren't perfectly straight. So I'd have...
Very slight.
I was thinking about your score. At the time, I did give you a 7.
Yeah.
But I actually think it was probably an 8.
Thank you.
To be fair.
So you're changing the score now?
Yeah.
You're a terrible judge. You can't do that.
No.
Okay, we'll give her an 8.
I think an 8 is actually fair.
Credit, mate. Credit's due.
It was pretty good. But tiny car. Tiny car.
Now,
not that small.
It's like fitting a postage stamp in a jumbo jet. Quite easy.
Oh.
Now, producer Jackson, welcome. Now, your car, much larger
huge.
Than Jade's. Can you tell us about your vehicle?
Yeah, I've got a very big car. I've got a big manly ute, my off-roader, so it's a little bit more difficult.
Mm.
What's the exact type? Is it like a Toyota Hilux?
Colorado.
Okay,
Colorado.
And just Holden, so people know, I have an Alfa Romeo Mito.
Tiny car, like I said. Postage stamp in a jumbo jet, easy to fit.
Both manual?
Both manual, so that makes it even more fair.
Okay, so shall we listen to Jackson's?
Roll the tape.
Okay, here we go.
Pulling around to get in position now.
They're not like the greatest lines, are they?
All I hear right now is excuses, so let's see how you go. Looking for straightness of the wheels, but also as close to the centre as possible. Very confidently moving backwards here. Did you just hit the shed?
The shed.
I think that lowers your score ever so slightly. Oh my god, let's inspect the damage. Oh, you did.
It's fine.
I have to lower your score for that.
Oh, that's a good park though.
Pretty straight, but less central than Jade, although your car is bigger.
But do you know what my reverse sensors don't account for?
The tow bar. You know what? For hitting the shed, I've got to drop you to like a 4.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yes!
There you go.
Thank you. I knew it. Arrogance, cool confidence.
Jackson, you let me down.
Yes.
I was so confident Jackson was going to nail
Not
it.
Not a no. chance. You know what? You guys need to believe in me a little bit more.
His car was very straight and quite central, but you can't get a good score if you have an accident. You just can't.
Do you know what, too? I had a police officer watching me. That's daunting.
It was. And you know what? The speed he was reversing, I was like, man, he's so confident. He's going to kill this.
No.
The only thing he killed was the corrugated iron on the shed.
Excuses. Mrs. Jackson. Just own it, mate. You're crap at
No, I'm absolutely owning it. I'm just saying I wasn't confident at all. I know I'm a shit driver.
Wow. So is that true, Jackson? Is that why you drove around for so long? Was Jay telling the truth?
No, it wasn't half an hour. No, I just can't fit like the Chrysler in a normal standard park. The Chrysler's quite long. I don't drive a rice bubble like Jay. So when I'm looking for a car park...
Look, you could put me in your car, I would nail it again.
Oh, mate, my car wouldn't even turn on for you to be like, nah, she ain't driving me.
Oh, whatever.
Well, there you go, Jade.
You won. Don't be upset.
Yes, I am a winner.
Do you know what I think is only fair here?
Mm.
Gold star for you.
Yeah?
Reckon it's worth a gold.
I think it's worth a gold star.
All right.
She's got no runs on the board.
Yeah,
if Jackson had have won, we would have given it to him.
Yeah. So excited.
So gold star, you might be wondering, no, we're not in year four, but we do have a very strange tally system where we succeed at things on the show. We get a gold star. And the most at the end of the year wins. There you go, Dustin.
Yay! So we've got one each.
We're not in year four, but we use exactly the same reward system.
We have no money here. Hey, coming up next, Celebrity Loot. We have five celebs. We've solved three already. Number one is DJ Snake. Two is Bill Gates. And number three is Lewis Capaldi. The clue for four is...
She's a singer and a keyboard player.
Take a listen.
My mom... surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
13.
Just like that.
10:09 if you want to play.
Free money. Who doesn't want that? Yes, it's 8:46 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Good morning.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale. No charge. I'm just got the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
One of the easiest ways to make $1,000 is by playing Celebrity Loot. We have five celebs. You guess all five correctly. The cash is yours. Three have been identified. Voice one was DJ Snake. Voice number two, Bill Gates. Voice three, Lewis Capaldi. And voice number four, she is a singer and a keyboard player. That is the big clue.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, how are you today, Jackie?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Love. We're doing well. Now, I'm just seeing on our little screen here, it says you also have a big car, and it's better that way because you can hit things with no damage. Of course, Jay just walked away with the reverse parking challenge. What kind of car do you have?
I have a Toyota Hilux.
Oh, Hilux.
Same size as producer Jackson's, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a partner, Jackie?
Yes, I do.
Who has the more mass car, you or your partner?
Oh, he's a diesel mechanic, so he's in a field service truck.
Oh. Are you having more accidents? Are you having more accidents, Jackie?
Oh, do I have accidents, sorry?
Yeah, compared to your husband or your partner when it comes to reverse parking.
No, I don't have many accidents, but I will say the advantage of having a big car is that you can get creative with parking. Because in your little rice bubble,
yeah,
you can't go up the gutters.
Well, that's true.
But then I'm not getting parking tickets for illegal parks, Jackie.
Oh, Jade, you just got to cop it, my friend. Jackie, let's win you $1,000. Two celebs remaining. What do you got for us?
I think the fourth one where you gave the clue is Taylor Swift.
And did you want to guess the fifth one?
No, I have no idea.
Incorrect.
Sorry, Jackie. No Taylor Swift. Next caller.
It's Keith. How are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Now, you're pretty stoked that Jade has got the win here, I see on my screen.
I was, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Keith, man. Thanks for being supportive. I don't get that feeling much, you know, in the mornings with these two, so it's nice to know the support's out there, mate.
That's all good. No worries.
All right, Keith, let's win you $1,000. We need voices four and five. Who have you got for us?
Yeah, I actually think I'm only going to have a guess for four because I can't really think about five.
That's
but
all
I was
right.
going to say Alicia Keys.
I've got some news for you. That is correct.
Done. That means you haven't won the $1,000, but you have won a double pack of Hunter Valley wine, which means one celeb left. Congrats. Hold the line. So the last caller...
Got to be happy with that.
Actually
Stacey.
...has the chance to walk away with the money. Stacey, hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, we're doing well, Stacey. You've got this. One celebrity to go. Number five.
I would have had Alicia Keys.
You would have?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I had that.
Were you a bit filthy when you heard that he took it?
I was, actually. I was happy the first lady said Taylor Swift.
All right. Well, one voice left. Voice number five. You better have a go because you never know. You might get lucky. Who do you think it is?
I'm going to go Anne Hathaway.
No. Unlucky.
Good guess, though. Thanks for joining the show, Stacey. That means $1,000 up for grabs. One voice standing in between you and the money, guys.
And make sure you check the incorrect guesses online, ufm.com.au, because Anne Hathaway was already a guess.
You're so right. Do your research, because it's down to the wire now. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. Now, all show guys, we've had some special guests in here.
That we have.
So we've had Elijah, who we're going to help get his little podcast off the ground. He's a really good young man. Involved with the PCYC, though, is Senior Constable Matt Lynch. Mate, come on over.
Get over here, Lynchy. Can I call you Lynchy?
yeah, that's fun.
Excellent.
Now, Jade, you love.
Yes.
You introduce
I do. Okay. So, Matt Lynch, you have something that you would like to say to your wife this morning.
Yeah, I'd just like to wish my wife a third or fourth wedding anniversary. So, Carly, I love you, and thanks for three or four great years.
Oh, that's so good.
That's you need beautiful. To sort out the three or four years, brother. What's going on?
I hope, Lynchy, you've got a gift for her tonight. You've got a present. Yeah, I can help you go shopping if you want.
Yeah, I might have to help you get you to help me go shopping.
Can do.
You know what I love about that? You're so deeply in love that you're not sure how many years. You just know it's been the best time of your
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the sort of excuse I would use.
That's
too.
Very sweet. I wish I was in love.
Yeah. One day, Maddie.
It'll happen for you.
105 minutes commercial free. Kicking off next with producer Jackson. Hello, mate.
Yo, what's going on? Some of this, the Jonas Brothers, it's new stuff. What a man got to do.
Yeah, the Joe Bros.
I don't feel about the Joe Bros.
Really? Yeah. I like it.
I'm like, yes and no. Sometimes I have a banger and sometimes I'm like,
the correct answer is, they're amazing. I can't believe we're playing this song.
They are.
No, it's good. It's new.
New music.
I love new music, but it takes me a while sometimes to warm up to the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
Very good. Interesting. We'll hear that soon.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for the older one because he's a rotter. Amy Winehouse, Mark Ronson's Valerie.
There's some talent.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So good. That's on the way. And.
Lady Gaga.
My
Bradley God. Cooper.
She's
alright. My idol. Amazing.
All her new music's starting to leak online.
I know. It leaked yesterday.
She needs to just release her new album.
It's called Stupid Love.
Very good.
I did hear it. Very good. Go and download it.
I said we should play it on the show and you were like, we'll get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't just play it.
Do right by the artists and their hard work.
I've got a bit of a theory though. I think she's leaking it herself. Because
that's what 100%. I said to Maddie yesterday.
Perez Hilton's in the jungle and he started to make a lot of noise about her, about how she's a terrible person. And then all of a sudden all this new music comes out.
How dare he?
He's probably on the payroll as well. It's all part of it to build up her name before the release.
You know, for those Lady Gaga fans out there and those that haven't heard the song yesterday, it's classic Gaga.
Amazing. Honestly, you'll be frothing.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome, mate.
105 commercial-free Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. Bye, guys. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.